Well, folks, I was looking outside just the other day and I looked up and the sun was shining. It was beautiful. And then I looked down and I saw my yard from the winter. And I tell you what, the grass is long and the plants are out of control. You know who I needed to call is the master gardeners of Mason County. I have two great ones on the call right now. Tessa Halloran, Christy Rowe, how you both doing?
Good,
Great.
good.
Great.
I love the master gardeners. You guys put in so much hard work to beautify parts of Mason County, not only in public spaces, but in private homes as well through the Master Gardener program. Your big old plant sale is coming up, and this is always something fun to talk about. May 4th at Lynch Creek Farms. Tell us a little bit more about what we're going to be able to pick up there and some of the educational opportunities and just the whole event.
Okay. Well, it's going to be at May 4th from 9 to 4. And Lynch Creek Farm has been very generous to donate their warehouse for us to use. This will be our fourth year up there. So we just got our count yesterday from inventory so far, just up at our, we have two hoop houses and a greenhouse, and we're getting close to 3,500, maybe 4,000 plants.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's looking beautiful. So we've got everything, tomatoes, herbs, perennials, annuals, native plants. What else? So there's just a large variety of things, and looking good. And people are growing at home, but we're growing majority up at Catalyst Park in our greenhouse. So, and then this year we're excited because we have some educational workshops, or not workshops, but presenters that will be at our plant sale, and
Oh,
Tessa
cool.
has that list.
Yeah, Tessa, what do we got on that?
Yeah, so the biggest one is that we are partnering with Washington State Department of Health to offer one of their soil shop clinics at the plant sale. And so, especially as we get into hot, drier weather, there can be contaminants like lead and arsenic in soils. And so they will do free screenings for up to three separate soil samples, and provide resources. And then they will also screen children's toys as well. So you can bring you there's instructions through our flyer and on the website on how to collect those soil samples. So you make sure you have a good one, and then they will screen it completely for free and offer you resources and be a people for you to talk to and about your concerns and everything like that.
Well, that's pretty cool for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah, we're
Just
excited
another
about
way to
that one.
be
Yeah.
feel comfortable and feel safe. I want to get out first to the website, as you mentioned, and I'll put the links to this in the notes as well. Extension.wsu.edu/Mason. And their offices is in downtown Shelton on 4th Street, 303 North 4th Street. There's a lot of information that you can get to when you head into the doors there. This is always a big fundraiser for you, as you mentioned. What are some of the ways that you utilize those funds that were raised?
You want to talk about that?
Sure. Well, we support the community garden beds that we have up at Catalyst. We support the Through the Garden Gate, which is our winter workshop series that goes for 6 weeks during January, February, March, where we have a lot of educational, all workshop speakers. We have some hands-on things. Pretty much, the foundation raises these funds to support the program, as I said. And so, if new projects come up where somebody in the Master Gardener program has a new project, like we started Mason Bees a couple of years ago, and they need funding for that, they come to the foundation and we provide the funding for that.
Yeah, and all of our free education outreach is possible because between the foundation and then also the grants that the foundation handles for us as well. And so plant clinic that we offer, any workshops, anything like that is all possible because really of the plant sale.
Yeah, and we do some outreach too to other community plant sales. If they have a need, they will come to us and ask us for to have a master gardener there or two to do like a clinic to answer questions for people. So we try and reach out to the community as much as we can, and we're here with the Speakers Bureau if anybody needs us to come talk to them
Yeah.
too.
Oh yeah, very cool. You mentioned this twice, and so we need to talk about it a little bit more. Catalyst Park, where one of the gardens is, and you correctly corrected me when I said, "Well, isn't that the one at Callanan?" No, this is up kind of near closer to Bordeaux Elementary, 8th and Harvard.
Right.
And this is one of three, I believe, community gardens that are in Shelton proper, the Callanan Hope Garden by Evergreen, and then this Catalyst Park at 8th and Harvard. What are some of the ways that folks can get involved in helping, if needed, the upkeep or the kind of general work there on those?
Yeah, so there's 24 community garden beds right now, and they're already booked out for the year. But those applications usually open late winter or early the following year for people to participate. And one of the really cool things about our community garden is that there are times where master gardeners are actually up there with you to offer advice and guidance. So it's really great, especially for beginners. We get a lot of people who will rent a bed for a year or two and then move on to gardening at their house, but it gave them that start they needed to feel confident. And then the food bank garden is a huge portion of it. They grow between 2,000 to 3,000 pounds a year. That's all donated to Saints Pantry Food Bank.
Wow.
And so that is a huge one. And they have work parties every Tuesday during the spring and summer going into fall, where you can come up and volunteer and help them.
Right. From 9 to noon, most every Tuesday during the growing season, we're getting everything prepared. We started planting now. We'd love to have help. I mean, anybody who's interested, we have neighbors that walk by and say, you know, hey, I live 2 blocks away. Can I come up here on Tuesday and help?
That's awesome.
We've met a lot of nice people in the community that way. And some people have gone on to actually, you know, I think I want to be a master gardener. How do I do that?
Well, that brings me right into the next question I was going to ask. Master gardener is just not the last person that's standing around going, oh, just go talk to them. There is a lot of work involved. There's many hours of training involved. Let's go through that process a bit.
Yeah.
So there is a basic training every year in the fall that runs for about 12 to 14 weeks, where you get a textbook and the core curriculum, a lot of hands-on classes. And then you become an intern for the next year. So this year we have about 15 interns that did the training last year. And so they have to complete 40 hours, including some continuing education, working in plant clinics, working on internship projects, things like that. And then after that, you become a certified master gardener. So it's really almost a year and a half to 2 year process before you even become certified. So,
well, you don't want somebody out there that just is kind of like, I'd be out there going, well, I'm sure that's probably fine for your yard. You know, you don't want that to, you don't want somebody like me out there doing that. This, you know, when it comes to cultivating, finding not only native plants, but other plants that play nice with native plants and don't go out of control. I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I've talked with the gardeners over the years about these projects. You mentioned the Through the Garden Gate over the winter, where I know there are projects on making bats nests and bees nests and all sorts of fun things. So it's a really involved process. And Mason County is so unique in its soil and its agriculture here. You know, all the wonderful heirloom tomato varieties that are available. So as we get back to the plant sale, you mentioned native plants, you mentioned a large variety. Talk to me a little bit about how folks in Shelton can have beautiful yards with native plants, with good landscaping and different types of opportunities that way.
You want to talk about them? Or do you want me to talk about them?
Oh, well, I would just say, you know, a lot depends on your yard, your sun, your shade, your whatever. Mm-hmm. Native plants just blend in nicely, you know, with your annuals and things. I don't know what you
I would say a lot of the education we also do is around native plants and water-wise plants and water-wise gardening. And so not just native plants, but also plants that act as natives. And so after being established, they don't need additional irrigation. They don't need a lot of maintenance. They're beneficial for our birds and pollinators and bats and other species that depend on them for habitat. And that's something that we also talk about a lot with the impacts of climate change and our things shifting. Our summers are getting hotter and drier. Not only working with our current native plants, but also looking at plants that maybe will even survive here a little bit better during those 100 degree days in the summer, or different things like that, that our native plants aren't as used to.
Yeah, it seems that the temperatures are getting hotter and we're having longer summers or later summers. Things are changing and the plants aren't necessarily changing as quickly as we're seeing the weather change.
Right.
Before I get you out of here, we wanted to talk too about some opportunities for folks in Hood Sport. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, and actually at Catalyst too, so I forgot to mention this earlier. So we do have, we used to just have workshops that were open once a month to community gardeners, and now those are open to the public for just $5. And the first 20 people who register get a free kit associated with the topic of the day. So
oh, nice.
All of that information is also on our WC Extension website. And then we have continuums. We have one in May 11th, and then those go every second Saturday at 10 a.m. through September. So those are a great way also to learn and get involved up at Catalyst. And then, yeah, at Hood Sport, we're doing this for the first time this year. We have a group of master gardeners who have partnered with the library there, and they are going to be once a month offering, they're calling it Gardeners Gathering. And so it's going to be themed topics around the month, what you should be doing in your garden. They'll have some small presentations, and then they will also be available for questions, discussion, anything like that, that you might need additional help with in your garden. So those are going to be all the dates differ a little bit and the times. So those will also be all posted on our website for people to find if they're interested in going.
Extension.wsu.edu again is the website. I'll put the links to that in the show notes here. 303 North 4th Street in Shelton, if you want to stop in and see more there. There are some great events, including the May 4th Master Gardener Foundation plant sale at Lynch Creek Farm for the fourth year. And big thanks to Lynch Creek for housing those plant sales from 9 to 4 again on May 4th, with not only plants, but other opportunities to learn more about gardening in Mason County, and just some good information on maybe you too becoming a Mason County Master Gardener. Christy Rowe, Tessa Halloran, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you.
Good to talk with you as well.